Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Please turn in your worship bulletins and read responsively with me as we are called to worship. God loves the world.
God loves us.
God calls us to witness.
We proclaim the steadfast love of the Lord.
Let us rejoice in our salvation. And let us pray. O Lord, we come today with grateful hearts, for no people could be more blessed than we are. You have showered upon our heads more than ever could be counted. We pause, therefore, a moment in our week to contemplate your blessings, to seek your mercy, and to renew our spirits in your word. We sit now, still, to reflect on your presence as we worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Our hymn is the hymn number 139, Come Thou Almighty King.
Be seated. Scripture declares that while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. All of us have sinned and have fallen short of God's glory. But Christ came and died for us so that we might live our lives in God as God's redeemed people. With that in mind, let us join together in the confession, the prayer of confession as printed in your bulletin. Loving and gracious God, forgive us for not always being loving and gracious to one another. Forgive us when we are unwilling to forgive as we have been forgiven. Forgive us for not helping those in need, even when we are so often blessed. Forgive us those times when our words and deeds did not bear witness to your grace. In your tender mercy, fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we may love and care for the world the way you do. Lead us into glad service as we rejoice in the power and the presence of your Holy Spirit.
God's mercy is never ending. He sent his Son to prove to us that he only wants to love us and to receive our love in return. Believe the good news. You are forgiven. Amen.
Glory be to the Father.
Please be seated. Giving is an act of worship. It is the concrete evidence of our love for God and for God's world. Let us worship God as we give.
Today, Father, we especially recognize the blessings of family. and the role fathers or father figures play in our lives. As you are the all-knowing and loving Father, may we be imitators of you in our family relationships. Now we give joyfully a portion of our wealth for the purpose of blessing others. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
I invite the children to come to the front. Good morning, guys. My name's Mr. Ainsworth. I'm substituting for Reverend Wiggins this week. Today, we're going to measure you to see how tall you are. Stand up, let's see. Okay? Stand tall. Hold your head up straight. Okay. 61 inches. Wow. 5 feet, 1 inch. You're next. Okay. Let's see how tall you are. Huh? You thought you were 5 feet. Oh, you finally made it. Yay. Okay. All right. 42 inches. Wow, you're growing. All right. Let's stand up. Let's see. Inches. You're 2 inches taller than her. Did you know that? Stand up. Let's see how... Ooh, my goodness. You're a tall girl. 54 inches. Wow. That's great. Today is Father... Well, let's talk before we talk about that. What makes you grow? What makes you get tall? What? Food. Yeah. What else makes you get tall? Like?
I don't know. It has something to do with science.
Like maybe genes? Have you ever heard that word? Yeah, okay. That's correct. What else makes you grow tall? Exercise. Yeah, you got to get out and run and play and jump. And that helps you grow tall. How tall do you think I am? Woo! I'm actually shrinking. 6 feet and 1 half inch. Now, today's Father's Day. How tall is your dad? 6'3"? All right, let's see what 6'3 looks like. What? Oh, he's giving you signals? Okay. All right. Here is 6'1. Is he this tall? It is. Okay. Dads are big. What makes dads get big? What makes them big? You know what? Today is Father's Day, and I'm going to tell you a secret. What makes dads big is right here. Their heart. That's what makes dads big. They love you. They love mommy. They love God. And it's their heart that makes them big. So today I want you to think about your dad's heart and give him back some of the love he gives to you so that you will grow as big as he is. Okay? I'm going to give each one of you a tape so you can keep up with how tall you're growing. But I want you to remember, don't forget your heart. That's what makes you big. Can we say thanks to God? Thank you, God. For my dad. Thank you that my dad has a big heart. And that makes him a big man. Amen. Okay. You can go. Unless you want to stay here. It's that stops it when you pull it out and press on that, and it holds it in place. Our hymn is the hymn number 527, Near to the Heart of God.
Today's Old Testament lesson is taken from Psalm chapter 8, verses 1 through 9, which can be found on page 492 of your Pew Bible. In our reading from Psalm 8, the psalmist will praise God for his greatness. As we consider the majesty of God and the privileged role God has given us in his kingdom, we can trust that God will provide all that is needed and carry out all that God has promised to do. Let us hear these words of praise and place our confidence in our God, who is so great, so able, and so wonderful. Again, I'll be reading Psalm 8, found on page 492. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Our New Testament lesson today is from the Gospel of Matthew, and the reading begins the Gospel of Matthew, the sixth chapter, and the reading begins at verse 25. Listen for the words of our Lord and Savior. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, are about your body, what you will wear? Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. they do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed like one of these. And if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This is the word of the Lord.